you could have written... Oh, we got a little school song in the background. All right. You could have written the script for this game in March. Like, I was thinking as the second half played on, what were the talking points for this season? Like, what were the main... Like, what did people expect from this team? Because in years past, it's never been exactly correct. Like, 2010, we thought, man, our defense is going to be porous, and maybe our offense is going to be good, and then we first game against Missouri, our defense is amazing, and it's like, whoa, what happened here? And, you know, the offense in 2007 is like, where did this come from? And, you know, so, hey, look, you get the experience of the game here. For this season, back in March, if you would have taken the normal thing, what would you have said about this team? The offense is going to struggle. They only scored 11 points a game the last seven last year. The defense could be amazing. Special teams are going to improve because Zook's gone and we hired an actual special teams coach. So, you know, those were the three things that, like, and Tim Banks, when he came in, said, my thing is turnovers. I'm aggressive defense. Maybe I'll give up the big play here and there, but I try and force turnovers. So a turnover-prone, defensive-led team and an offense with struggles on the offensive line. That was the specific talking point back in March. And it's the specific talking point today. Like, that's exactly what this team appears to be. The defense could put us in a bowl again. Michael Buchanan is a beast. Jonathan Brown has some of the best instincts you've ever seen. And on offense, the holes for the running game just aren't there. You know, Josh Ferguson has to be frustrated that the plays that worked in, you know, scrimmages and such when they weren't hitting that hard or they're playing the second string defense, those plays aren't working. So it's just kind of, it's just weird. There's nothing, what do you write about? What do you talk about after this game? Hey, exactly what was supposed to happen happened. We got three interceptions and a fumble recovery, and that changed the game. Our defense forced, what, six, seven three and outs? And our offense, well, we probably got outgained. I'm guessing we got outgained today. Our offense really struggled, especially after Nathan went down. There was nothing. We had one big play, and that was it. And that's this team. It'll go on what Nathan can do in the throwing yard. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm sitting here saying this. You probably all know that, like, he broke his ankle or something, and I have no clue sitting here in the stadium. But my reaction to this game is exactly what we thought would happen. Happen exactly the way this was supposed to go. It went 17 point win, 24 points, only 17 from the offense. We don't have much when Nathan's not in there. I think the only real thing, and the thing I'm probably going to write about tonight, the biggest thing to me was our defensive rotation. I think I just, like, kept a little tally in my head. I think we played 23 different guys. I mean, on that drive where the drive with Ashante Williams' interception. On that drive, like that big third down conversion, that was over Viangelo Bentley in one of his first series of his career as a true freshman. Like, if we're going out there and we're using a true freshman with 7 minutes to go in a game that's still just 17-7, that says keeping this defense fresh is really, really important to this coaching staff. Darius Caldwell played. We knew that. Kenny Nelson played. Eaton Spence played a ton. Tommy Davis at safety. We used a ton of players. So, Isaac held off. The crowd held off as well. And we pulled out a victory we should have had. You know, to hold this off, like, what, last year, Tim Beckman gave 63 points to Western Michigan. This year, 7. So, it's a good start. I still kind of have a feeling next week in the desert, like, I don't know if we have an offense to score enough to win a road game on ESPN at night. But, hey, I still feel pretty good about 6-6 right now. So go Illini.